The shock of seeing the alcohol-related violence in Lismore was very short-lived for me. It was almost immediately a situation where there was no time to think once I opened my shop trading late at night. My staff were at risk, my property could suffer, and I could also get hurt. Since never being one to run away from a difficult situation, I decided to stand my ground early on regardless of the situation or the repercussions. I thought the first violent incident I would experience directed at me would come from someone in the street. I did not know anyone in this area, and everyone seemed to think they were a cage fighter, or worse. I certainly did not consider myself to be a fighter. However, I am one very stubborn person who has very strong views against senseless violence and arbitrary arrest. This resulted in considerable conflict within my mind, and a tendency to get involved in things when I really should have stayed away from them. Surprisingly, the first person to lay their hand on me in a violent manner in Lismore was a police officer at Lismore Police Station a few years ago. I went there to lodge a complaint about poor policing, where an Indigenous male was pepper sprayed for no apparent reason while coming out of my shop, during a night of considerable violence from others. The police officer tried to damage my shoulder while executing the arrest. He locked me up for a number of hours, and then charged me with multiple offences. I successfully defended an allegation of resisting arrest as well as other charges. Almost a mirror image of that violent arrest at the police station occurred again earlier this year. But this time it was my elbow that was targeted. This one is currently before the court, and I feel confident that I will also successfully defend this allegation of resisting arrest. The only other time, until very recently, that a person has laid their hand on me in an aggressive manner since I have been in Lismore was a crazy intoxicated female who had been refused entry from a few licensed premises. She punched me in the head from behind after I refused her service and had to come out to get her to leave the shop. She then tried to kick me in the face while I was facing her and calling police because she was being abusive and would not leave. Fortunately, she missed. There is a good photo of the kick in the banner on my Facebook page. The female was eventually charged with assault and pleaded guilty. I won't even discuss the other very recent minor incident at this time, since it involves a grub that I prefer to ignore. The guy's a stalker who really needs to get on with his life. In relation to violence in the streets, I initially believed calling the station or Triple O for assistance was the right thing to do. Unfortunately, this just seemed to annoy the police, who would have to do more work. It also upset the licensed premises, who were concerned about being linked under the linking program. This is the program designed to punish licensed venues if certain incidents are reported. I have ranted about this in the past, and strongly oppose the program, as it acts as a major disincentive to reporting crime. Calling police also upsets the offenders, who would then turn their aggression on those who call police. We did not need the headaches, but will still call if asked to by victims. Of course, I will also always try to help directly. I then tried to sort things out with some of the security staff, but they were already stretched and many were reluctant to risk themselves. I do not blame them, as some of the situations we witnessed are pretty ugly, and they did not get paid enough to risk injury. There was also a falling out with one nutter, who liked to throw little girls around and also liked to use batons. He worked for the Lismore City Council's security contractor. He also features in the banner on my Facebook page holding one of his batons. I finally decided to just do my own thing after that. This seemed to upset even more people. The police came at me, a lot of the street security snubbed me off, and I was always getting asked why I would get involved. Lismore City Council also hated the fact that I was so vocal about the negative factors affecting Lismore. I just did not find a need to focus on the positives because everyone else was doing it and no one was addressing the negatives. It is like they think it will go away if they ignore it long enough. You cannot fix a problem if you do not first admit it exists. For those who I never did respond to, I get involved because calling police upsets everyone. The council security contractor often do not act in violent situations when police are not around, and they never act on private property. The most important reasons why I get involved are because I know the risk to life that fighting poses, and I hate seeing a life ruined by one extraordinary incident if someone does get into a fight and they are then arrested, charged, and possibly convicted. This is a university town, and the repercussions could be devastating. I strongly believe prevention is the best way to avoid so many of the related problems. Deterring people from fighting, or stopping them if they step up to fight, means everyone gets to go home. Who really wants to end up in a cell at the police station, a bed at the hospital, or worse, on a gurney at the morgue? I've had to adapt time and time again over the years I've had the late night business in Lismore, and I have made a lot of enemies along the way. I have also lost a lot of money as a result of what I can only describe as extreme bullying directed at me from police, council, and one particular business operator. I have even copped a lot of shit from some pretty aggressive guys on the street who have been very poorly informed about various things and have had to deal with them one at a time. After it is all said and done, and regardless of what happens, I'm still here standing proud retaining my integrity without risking anyone else's safety to make a dollar, and I still do not care what anyone thinks of me. As Winston Churchill said, "You have enemies? Good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life." This is River FM 92.9, and I am Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant.